You are listening to BCB Radio's music blog. To find out more, visit us on the web at www.bcbradio.co.uk/musicblog.
Hello, yes, that's correct. You're listening to the show, and it's Saturday, and it's probably about 6 o'clock, according to the clocks, but it's 5 past now already. Blimey, this show goes so fast. Anyway, I don't have my usual cohort of ensemble-y people in this week. That's because instead of that, I've got a very, 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 very special guest in the studio.
Wow, was that three varies?
I think there might have been four.
Wow, thanks.
Possibly, yeah. Who will be acting temporarily as a co-host, although I should probably offer to interview her and ask her about kind of what, you know, who she is. So maybe I'll just ask her to introduce herself. Please, could you introduce herself to the Yorkshire listening public? Oh, and via the internet, the world.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Hello, world and Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I am Theoretical Girl, which is my stage name.
Yeah, enigmatic fashion.
Theoretical Girl. But that's my stage name, obviously, not my real name. Mm-hmm. That would be cruel. My real name is Amy.
Okay, so you've already dropped the formality there. You know, you're talking to our listeners on an entirely new personal basis.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, that's what you can do. Okay, so, yeah, and you'll have, unfortunately, you'll have already played in Bradford by the time this reaches the listening public. So, kind of on retrospect, how do you think the gig went?
I think it was the greatest gig I've ever played.
Do you? Yeah. Like, that bit when I was swinging from the chandeliers was particularly spectacular.
Amazing. Thank you very much for that. You really got the crowd going.
And the fight that broke out was pretty raucous. I mean, I didn't think we were going to leave with our lives.
No, I didn't. And we were lucky to escape arrest.
Excellent. Okay, so, you've recently had an album out, this is correct?
I have, yes.
Okay, do you, I mean, you've probably got some kind of spiel that you do here, or, like, do you want to say that spiel, or shall I just kind of fill in the blanks?
I can do a spiel if you like.
Okay, well, we play this game sometimes on the show called New Choice, right?
Okay.
And it's when people have kind of something that they rehearse and say, I say New Choice, and then they have to change the very last thing that they said to anything else. Okay. Are you comfortable using this to talk about your album?
I'm a bit confused, but I'll try.
Okay, say you said it was released last Thursday, I'd say New Choice, and you'd have to come up with another day, say Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, so it turns it into a complete fabrication of fact and fiction.
Okay.
But we'll correct the errors at a later date.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. So it's an album that I called Divided.
New Choice.
Party Rings and Plums.
Excellent.
And that's because they're sitting in front of me, by the way, in case anyone's wondering how my brain linked that.
Yeah.
And it was out on the 14th of August on a record label called Memphis Industries.
New Choice.
EMI. I signed to a major for $500,000.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
yeah, it's good stuff.
It has 12 tracks, and the theme of the album is pretty much unrequited love.
New choice.
The theme of the album is getting arrested after very raucous gigs involving BCB presenters.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. I think you did very well. And usually I'd have people to offer a plattering of applause, but
would it be wrong to clap ourselves?
Yeah, I think we should.
Let's
there we go.
Yay. Oh,
pretty special. Okay. So I'm going to play one of your tracks now.
Oh, thanks.
Off your album, which I did buy. And although it's on a dodgy looking CD, it's not bootlegged, I promise.
Wow.
I got it off Amazon.
That's one copy sold.
That's one copy sold, yeah.
Thank you.
It's an absolute bargain as well, you know. It's £5 online.
What a bargain.
Yeah. So yeah, you can purchase that now, and this is a track off it. Do you have a particular one you'd like me to play, or we'll probably play your single later, I suppose, but
I'll let you decide.
Okay, well, I was going to play I Should Have Loved You More.
Go for it.
Because I quite like this one, and I'd probably like to dedicate it to my ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to the show, BCB Radio, all that kind of stuff. It's Saturday afternoon, and I'm joined in the studio by the creator of that last track. I'm joined by Theoretical Girl.
Quite like being called a creator.
Yeah, well, you're breathing life into inanimate objects a la instruments and genuinely creating something new, so you're kind of pretty close to God, you might say. The compliments don't really come much higher than that.
That's the first time I've ever been called that.
Excellent. So we should chat a little bit about the album, a little bit about yourself. Yeah. So kind of after listening to the album a few times, I picked up on maybe a theme of the album. I mean, did you write it with a theme in mind?
It wasn't intentional, no, but I just seemed to... There are two themes really.
Okay.
Sort of unrequited love.
Yes.
And regret of some form, which can which is very similar themes. But
I kind of picked up on maybe the same kind of thing, a mild sense of heartache, you might say.
Just a tad.
Yeah. So like I said, I just sat and cried at home or whatever.
But well, instead of sitting at home and crying, I wrote songs. So
oh, excellent. So is it a personal album then, or
very. Yeah.
That's exciting.
But what else can you write about? I mean, if you write about things you don't know about, people can tell a mile off.
Can they?
Yeah, I think so.
We've got a track like that coming up later. Excellent. Kind of you're on tour at the moment and whatnot.
Yeah.
So how's that working out for you?
It's going well. It's just been the most relaxed tour of all time ever. It's been amazing. It's been really easy and chilled and laid back and lovely, really.
Okay, excellent. Something I did want to ask you about, actually, was I don't know why, but I just kind of have picked up that maybe you're kind of marketing yourself in the Japanese market as well. Is this true?
Well, I've never marketed myself ever.
Okay.
I just go and play my songs to anyone who wants to hear them.
Well, like, you seem to have a presence over there, though, because you've got a Japanese store on your web, somewhere.
The album's been released in Japan.
Oh, wow. Have you played any gigs out there?
I'm going next week.
Oh, next week?
Yes.
Blimey.
Next Wednesday.
What's that going to be like, do you think?
I have no idea. I have to go completely on my own as well.
Oh, really?
They can't afford to bring the whole band, so...
Oh, dear.
It's just... It'll be just little old me in a country where I can't speak a word of the language. So
that's
that could
exciting.
Be fun.
That's going to be exciting. Do you like sushi?
I do. And I'm hoping it's going to be a bit like Lost in Translation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's that was what I was coming on to later because I was doing my research a la Wikipedia stroke MySpace.
Nice.
And I picked up on your influences. So I was just going to quiz you on some of the kind of more tentative interests of your influences. That's not even a sentence.
It's a good sentence.
It's a good sentence, yeah. So listed on your influences was your mum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough, can see that. Lost in Translation, so like, do you particularly like that film?
It's just, it's the thing I find inspiring about that film is it's just one of those, I don't even know how to put it, but it's the how you can come across somebody in your life and they can have such a massive impact on you and be in your life very briefly. But be really important.
Okay.
And that sort of...
I don't know, say the ticket collector on a train.
Exactly. But a little more meaningful than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you deal with ticket collectors, but I always have a good old natter with them, and they...
Sometimes, if they look friendly.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Depends if I've got a ticket or not.
They're telling you off, aren't they? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A slag ticket inspector's off.
Yeah. I did once get cautioned by a ticket collector, which I didn't know they had the power to do.
He cautioned you?
You do not have to say anything, but anything you do say.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get a criminal record and stuff?
I think he was just bigging up his part.
Yeah, mine said my local ticket inspector.
Ticket collector.
he told me off. He said I was breaking a bylaw, and I didn't believe him. So Oh well. What else have we got on this period dramas?
Again, it's all about unrequited love and things that you can't say to the other person, and you're having really strong feelings for someone, and then never knowing how you feel.
Okay, this one's a good one, I thought. Dostoevsky.
Oh, Dostoevsky. Very hard to say. It's just very dark, really dark.
Yeah.
And again, just very unhappy tales.
Well, we're kind of fans on the show, I say, because we do cultural and media review, and we went to see some of his plays.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't go down too well with the other people in the studio, but like I rather enjoyed them, and I particularly enjoyed his book, The Idiots.
Yes, excellent. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. And there's a German phrase which is listed on your influence, which I didn't research further because I was just wondering what that was. It was Das Leben der Anderen.
It's a film.
A film?
Yeah, The Lives of Others.
Oh, okay.
It's an amazing, amazing film. I highly recommend it.
So recommended to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to have another track now and then we'll come back and... Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll do that next. Okay. right. But this is Ellen and the Escapades, who are good...